You realize deep way under the surface, and like a fire needs coal in the furnace, this is your goal that makes it all worth it. This is your why, yeah, that gives you your
turn. Let's go.
Thoughts can keep you down, pushing deep until you drown, or they can keep you up strong, focused on the now. Glass half full, or has it been emptied out? Well, that's all up to you and your mind. Do you doubt anything, everything, not a thing? Make my thoughts work for me, manifest what I need, what I want, what I see. I could be anything. I attract all the things that I see. I believe I'll achieve as I breathe in and out again and again. I don't doubt, I sit in, I plan, and I found out that I can execute if I'm driven, if I listen, if I learn all the wisdom. Read some books, something written, watch the best teacher system. I invest, never hidden, I ain't scared, ain't no chicken, I take dance. I'll be winning, you get back what you're giving. Find the reason that you're living, what you're good at, all your gifts and what you love. Take a risk and find out what you've been missing, yeah. Realize deep way under the surface, and like a fire needs coal in the furnace, this is your goal that makes it all worth it. This is your why that gives you your...
Oh, Gio likes the song.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I was banging the fuck out, dude. That was awesome.
That's
good shit.
That song is called Purpose by Nefex. That is a non-copyright track that we will be temporarily using. I mean, you never know, maybe you might be permanently using.
I dig it.
Oh, man. Man, I'm fucking up a storm, yo. How's everybody feeling?
Great, bro.
You just saw me fucking drool my ass off like 3 minutes ago.
I mean, exactly how the fuck I'm feeling. From the intro. He's fucked up from the gravity bong rip from the intro.
Yeah. Bruh.
Now, Dad's got something to say this morning.
What you got, Dabaruni?
So I got a question.
Uh-oh.
If you were set in the Fallout gaming universe, okay, as a munchie, what would be your go-to Fallout snack?
Fallout universe?
Yes.
Or...
Squirrel bits.
I don't know.
Okay, squirrel bits is good.
Yeah, they look like kebabs.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to go with the squirrel bit too. I don't really know much about the food.
So he's saying snack. He didn't say full entree, course, dinner. So I'm definitely going for the sugar bombs.
And which is mine?
Sugar bombs
would be mine.
You know, I'm definitely drinking.
That's a lot of sugar though. Is for a snack. You're gonna fucking get diabetes early in the Fallout
don't
game.
Give a fuck.
You need one of these, Tony.
See that?
Yes, a Nuka Cola. Yes, that looks beautiful.
Now we're talking. Nuka Cola.
Now we're talking.
I like that.
I'm gonna take a sip. I'm gonna take a sip of my Nuka Cola over here.
Oh shit.
But yes, that is
water.
My Nuka Cola water.
That is what we're discussing today, though. Is we're discussing Fallout today.
I'm pretty excited, guys.
It was awesome too,
because it's like fate decide this for us with the wheel of suggestions.
Yep.
Like, it gave us this. It knew. Like, all of us are Fallout, you know, or Bethesda fans in general. But Fallout definitely has a really, really heavy place in all our hearts. Like,
yes, it does.
Fucking me and Clean, we both fucking played a 76 beta before it was released, so we got a good little test run on that game before, like, yo, we were amped as fuck over that shit. I think we played that shit out. We played it out.
I still do. Like, I mean, yeah. You guys do too.
I do. Every once in a while, like, I'll hop on 76 and run the missions and do some stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Fallout 3 guy.
Listen,
I'm gonna jump
you know
off
what?
Just a good game, not for nothing.
Let's talk about Fallout 3 real quick, because Fallout 3 was the first Fallout game that I played.
Really?
For me, too.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
See, I played PC Fallout 1. Like,
oh, the overhead.
Down, point and
yeah.
click.
Nope.
When it That's was the first Fallout I ever played.
Yeah, same for me, Fallout 3, first game.
But wow, yeah, no. Nah. When Fallout was put on consoles, that was a whole different world. Like the third person to first person view, it was beautiful. It was so well done. Like, I don't know what the fuck Bethesda was smoking when they made that shit, but it's so fucking well. The in-depthness of just the stories, like the multitude of stories that you come across in one of these fucking games is ridiculous. And the continuity. Let's talk continuity. Let's talk game continuity. I mean, right off the bat, vaults. We already know that Vault-Tec in Fallout is a really fucked up, corrupt fucking company. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
And like, if you go through,
everything,
like,
for them was scientific exploitation.
Yeah, it was like that. Research. And if you look at, like, I think there's a list, or like there's a video on YouTube that gives you like a rundown of all the fucking vaults and shit.
I have it right here.
Dude, some of these vaults conducted some seriously fucked up experiments, like social experiments galore. It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
I don't know which one would be the most fucked up version. I mean, 76, they kind of set up their vault dwellers for failure. Like, yeah. They really did.
Well, yeah. They popped that shirt open and let everybody out. That was the problem. Oh,
this is the thing. So, like, we're going to put you guys into a vault. And then 27 years later, we're going to open the vault doors up and then let y'all go out into the wasteland with not even a pistol to start you off.
I mean, go figure shit out, bro.
Yeah, Sanchez, how many times did we hop into that game? And it was just us chilling out. We're walking down the road, and all of a sudden, a fucking nuke gets dropped on us, or somebody.
I remember a specific time where it was me, Gio, and another mutual friend of ours, and the beta. This was during beta days too, when it worked. And everyone, a lot of people had this whole craze that the game wasn't working during the beta, but it worked completely fine.
No, it worked damn good.
You know, because we were getting griefed like a motherfucker. We were getting nukes dropped on us. There was like no law set yet into this wasteland. No, and this is the time when there was no NPCs.
None.
I remember one specific. We're doing some missions. We're trying to build some camps and stuff. And all of a sudden, this bomb just dropped right on top of us and just took out the camp.
We don't know what the fuck happened. We're like, what the fuck? There's that. Is the game crashing? What's happening?
And the next thing you know, it's a scorched beast, and we're just like, we only.
Oh my god, the first encounter with the fucking scorched beast! Holy shit!
It was so interesting to me because, like that, like 76 specifically, really did what we all hoped that Bethesda was doing, was make a multiplayer game for us to enjoy the world together. Because I remember sitting in fucking like. Was it Xbox parties? When we would be playing Fallout 4, playing differently, just saying to ourselves, like, man, if only
you could play together, you know what I mean?
Well, on PC, they made mods for Fallout 4 to play multiplayer.
And then
definitely like changed the game as far as.
Well,
like,
don't forget too. It wasn't just PC. You could mod the game on console with the creation. Well,
I play with a lot of mods.
Now you can, but like
when it first came out, you couldn't. Do
and that. There's still no multiplayer mod.
Yeah, there's still no multiplayer mod. No.
Yeah, so it actually sounds like we're going backwards now. So now we're on Fallout. Well, let's talk about 76 a little more first.
Okay.
Multiplayer game, great game, but then when the locals came in, I'm talking RPs, when the NPCs came, we finally had an opportunity to do a little more. It felt alive. What were some of your favorite things that they brought into the game that you were just like, whoa, this is actually really exciting. I'm here to stay now. Like, what made you want to stay in the world of Fallout 76?
You want to know what made me want to stay in the world of Fallout 76?
Yes.
The crater. Dealing with the Raiders, bro. That was one of my most exciting things. I'm almost done with the Raiders storyline. Almost done. And as much fuckery that comes with the Raiders bullshit and the storylines, because as soon as you get up to a certain point, shit starts to pop off. And then you're just like, what the fuck? So doing that, going through that, dealing with a Deathclaw in one of the quest lines and everything else like that. Like, that was the most exciting for me. I had the most fun doing the Raiders storyline out of everything that they put into the game. That's my favorite.
Honestly, for me, it was It was just the overall like multiplayer aspect of being able to like fucking map out going through a cave or going through a quest or going through like some shit. I'm an avid fan of like, you know, like multiplayer games that are, you know, team based. I like team based multiplayer games, especially when it's like on that aspect where it's against you, fucking AI or fucking CPU or whatever the case may be. But it's like what really drew me into 76 as a whole was just the overall lore of the game, like going through different places, like reading all the articles and shit. Like you really get like a lay of the land of like what, how all this shit came to be and like just how fucked up shit is now. Like, dude, and I was like that with all the other Fallout games, even the fucking like Fallout 1, where you interact with every little fucking thing. If you could click on it, you fucking click on it. So it's the same thing for me in the game. And when I'm in a Fallout game or in a Bethesda game in general, I search through fucking everything. I'm a hoarder. I end up fucking overweight so many fucking times that I can't fast travel. Like, I end up in that position too many times for my own good. But that's what I love. I just love how deep it fucking is. Like, it's really in depth, really in depth. And you just find the Easter eggs, the fucking, you know, the references to like real life shit, like the whole Mothman shit. The fact that they implemented the whole Mothman and like the mythos with like the what the fuck was the name of the other motherfucker, the big clay fucking thing. I forgot the name of that big son of a bitch. But there's just so much in that game to discover, and like that's why I think like not just Fallout, like I think every Fallout game, including like Skyrim in general, like there's just so much to unwrap. There's people still discovering shit till this day, fucking years after it's been released. It's incredible.
Yeah. And that's the thing, that it also still has the wonder, right?
Like, yeah, man.
The constant wonder, like what happened in this city, what happened overseas, what happened with the whole invasion of China. What does China look like? Like, is there still...
What does London look like?
What does London look
like? Dude, there was a mod that was put out, a whole London mod where
they... You know what? Hold that thought, because I have several mods that are coming out that are full games in the Fallout world.
See, that's fucking sick.
I'm gonna bring that up soon. I want to talk about that too.
I just like Fallout 76 just because I get to play with you guys, to be honest.
For me, like the reason why I like staying in Appalachia is because you know, you can be who you want to be in every one of these Bethesda games, but there was just something about being who you want to be and being able to show it off.
Yeah.
You know? And that for me really stuck, like bragging rights. I look at some of these camps. And
some of these camps are ridiculous.
Oh no, dude. I showed Freshy. I came across a guy who recreated an entire spaceship in the middle of the fucking sky.
Yep.
A whole saucer, the entire thing with laser turrets attached to it and everything for defense.
Holy shit.
And it was hovered perfectly over I don't know, like Cranberry Bog, I think that's what it's called, all the way on the bottom corner.
Cranberry Bog.
It was hovered over where the fucking Scorch Beast came out, like permanently stuck there. And this guy just had his defense set up, so when that thing comes out, it automatically starts wrecking that bitch. Like, dude, same guy did an AT-AT in the middle of like the fucking the golf course and shit, like an actual Star Wars AT-AT.
Oh, yeah.
An actual
dude, with cockpit and everything, but it was tricky as hell to get into the fucking thing. But yo, a madman, like what you can do in that fucking game is absolutely amazing.
You got, so real quick, do you guys want to rate some camps real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. Hell yeah.
You got pictures? Show me some camps.
I'll get these set up. You guys just keep on talking about Fallout 76 real quick.
But yeah, nah.
I gotta really sit and play. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just caught up in other games at the moment.
So am I.
There's so many games. There's so many games in general.
There's so many games to play.
Fallout has what I like to call replayability. It's a game you can always come back to. And I'm talking about any fucking Fallout, because I still go back and play New Vegas. New Vegas is one of my favorite fucking Fallout games. I love it. I mean, for me, my favorite is Fallout 4, hands down.
Yeah,
I love the story of Fallout 4 with Sean and having the kid.
And the Wanderer,
All that shit was so fucking amazing.
Hang on. Here, I have an annoyance.
Uh-oh.
There's a settlement that requires your assistance.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fuck those missions, okay?
You're like out somewhere, and the next thing you know, he just pops up out of nowhere. There's a settlement that needs your assistance. And I'm just like, bro, how did you?
You're a settlement that needs assistance, bastard.
All right, let's see this.
How does it always know where to find you?
Okay. All right, so we got some mundane looking spots right here. Nice little house.
That's a
really nice house. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's going to give us a walkthrough. Hold on. Let's see.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold up. There's some gears going here.
That's how we got in. You saw that? He uses the bowling machine to get in through the door.
Oh, okay.
That's intelligent. That's really nice, like a nice little security measure.
Hell yeah.
See, I like things like that. There's people that like fucking create them underneath the goddamn ground, like under the map.
That is PJ Stubbs from PlayStation. We also have here.
Oh, look at this.
We have an anniversary parade float here. Look at this.
What the shit? All right. See, that looks cool. I like how they got the rain card.
Fallout 76, by the way.
I figured it looked like 76.
Yeah, so we also have here a this is from the Haunted Shelters contest.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, I like this.
Someone built right next to a cemetery. Very good.
Smart.
What else we got here? We have another parade float.
Seem to be a popular thing in Mahuji.
Parade floats, yes, they are. This one is from
This is the shit I mean right here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at that.
Oh wow!
See, shit like that is fucking insane. Look at that, bro!
Oh, wow! Oh, look at that! My man got a whole fucking iron giant thing going,
bro.
That's sick.
Bro, I'm staying on that base.
Lord have mercy. So I mean, people get super creative with their camps now. Fallout 4.
Yes.
Well. Talk to me about before Fallout 76, because we're all from New Jersey. Dad's is close enough.
Dude, Atlantic City is literally fucking like 45 minutes for me.
Yeah, I mean,
we gotta all chill in Atlantic City. Then we gotta do a boardwalk episode.
Yeah, I mean, Fallout 76 is coming to Atlantic City. I'm very excited for that. That's gonna be so cool. We finally get a little piece of home. In the lore,
New Jersey, because we really don't know what New Jersey looks like.
We know what Boston looks like, but that's
we don't know what New York looks like. Imagine how fucked New York must be.
New York's a crater.
There is no New York. New York's a crater.
That's a crater.
New York's a crater.
So Fallout 4. Well, I don't even know where you want to start with Fallout 4.
Fallout 4, that opening fucking sequence that traumatized the shit out of me.
Yep.
The first time I saw that sequence with fucking with this dickhead coming in with the like to open up the shit. Oh my God. I thought he shot the fucking baby. The first time I played that shit, I was like, this is not going to start like this, bro. Are you fucking kidding me? But then everything played out, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, that kind of set the tone for me where it was like, yeah, this game is going to, like, emotionally fuck me at many points. Many fucking points. And it did, yo. Like, not for nothing. You fall in love with, like, a lot of characters. The fact that you develop these relationships with these companions in Fallout 4, like, it's a lot. And then what's the name of that one companion that you meet at the fight cage fight shit? Piper. No, not Piper. Fuck.
Piper, you meet at
Yeah, she's in Diamond City.
Yeah.
The one I'm talking about is the one who was on drugs, who was fighting in the pit. Dude.
I don't remember.
She had probably the most like saddest fucking origin, like whole like backstory to her. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Fighting for drugs, bro. Imagine that shit. Imagine that shit.
Fighting.
That's your existence. You fight for drugs, not even like you just eat and then do drugs.
Right? That's it. You just fight drugs.
Eat, do drugs, and fight.
Fight.
Fucking shit. But not a lot of characters in that shit. The whole Swan thing, like that encounter fucked me up too. When you walked into Boston and then you walk by that nice little lake, little area, little pond, and then that big fucking creature comes out of its swan. That scared the shit out of me.
The fucking Deathclaw, when the Deathclaw burst out of the fucking ground.
That was another one. That was another moment that caught me.
When you get into town and you're about to meet the Minutemen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, oh, God.
The most annoying faction in all of Fallout lore.
Yep. Yeah.
That's where homie who tells you you have settlements that need...
that you need help.
I'm like, yo, man, fuck the Minutemen, bro.
What was it?
But no, there was a lot. You know what? I think about it, and that game had more shock value than a lot of horror games I've played.
This game has been out for years. Spoilers are here. So, like,
Like,
what the fuck were you thinking when Sean was alive?
Dude, I was honestly pissed off.
Yeah,
because I was like, yo, really? Like, this whole runaround and this son of a bitch has been like watching the whole fucking time,
like just watching
all the times that my character has fucking died, stuck with fucking. Are you kidding me? And then I can't shoot that fucking android kid in the face. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Put me through that goddamn trauma. You fucking nuts. Oh my god. And it was him. He was the one that released him, right? He was the one that unlatched everything, that fucking set him out on this fucking suicide course, because that's what it fucking was.
Dude, he wanted to see his dad could survive.
Bro, honestly, fucked up test. Fucked up test. I don't give a shit what era it is. That is a fucked up test, bro. Your mother got shot while holding you frozen, motherfucker. Like, and this is how you...
Hey, Dad, I know Mom's dead, but I'm going to let you out, and I'm going to let you search for me, and I'm going to watch you do the whole fucking thing.
Like, dude.
So, dude. Years back, even when, like, you get out of the fucking, the cryo chamber, you're talking to Cosworth, and he's like, oh, it's been 200 years, and you're like, what the fuck? 200 fucking years.
Dude.
Years? Like, goddamn.
No.
Could you imagine being frozen for 200 years?
I mean, we wouldn't even know. How would you know?
No. Like, what would you think about? What would your brain think about for 200 years?
Dude, that's just a long fucking nightmare, especially when in the middle of your dream, your fucking wife gets shot in front of you. Like, then you got to go back to sleep. Fuck that, bro. Wake me up. Wake me the fuck up. What happened?
Wake me up. I want to know what happened. I want to know what
happened. I always love that, like, God. when you approach Nora, you can always take her ring.
Yeah.
I'm taking that shit. And I
always... Hell yeah, both of them. Oh, like, give me that. That's getting sold immediately. Because
like, you're dead. I got to find where it gets this. It.
We're going to craft this.
That game really, really, really has a way to
crafting is another dope thing. I mean, you could craft weapons, you could craft
clothes.
You know, I think that's always been a really cool option to have, especially like when Halloween comes around for Fallout 76 and you could craft the Halloween costume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, you can do all this cool shit. I loved how you could craft these awesome weapons. You mm-hmm. can make them as powerful as you want them to, and that was such a cool thing that Fallout 4 was, that you could create all these cool iterations with mods. And you know, so what's interesting too is that I'm in several different Fallout Discords, and you know, we do have Fallout London coming out soon.
Oh,
You know,
that sounds interesting.
See, that's so exciting. we get to see what a London would look like.
Yeah, after the Great War. And it's also been showcased by Bethesda and recognized as official lore.
Yes,
I did. All right, cool.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, play this game. I mean, the developers on this are just like they're fantastic. I think the game might be out third quarter. No, it's in its third quarter progress right now.
Okay.
So and then
so also, we're getting that,
and the same team with Fallout London is making a Whispering Hills, which is a what is this? It is a Silent Hill mod for Fallout 4.
Oh, shit.
All right. I fuck with that.
Okay. Am I the only one that uses the George A. Romero zombie mod?
You may. I use a lot of Star Wars mods on my Fallout 4. Dude,
I use that shit just because still till this day, I hate when those fucking charred or whatever the fuck run at you. That creeps me the fuck out. So I make them slow the fuck down with that zombie. I slow that pace immediately, bro.
Holy hell no. Shit.
You're just running around in circles around them and shit while they're walking really slow.
Even still, like sometimes the model glitch and like you'll see them still get like their leap in, but then they'll get back up and still go back into the crawl. Yo, fuck those leaps too. Fix that mod, guys.
Now, what also exists is Fallout Vault 13, which is a Fallout 4 mod, and it's a whole recreation of the very first Fallout game, the main quest.
Okay.
It's in the Fallout 4 engine, which is really cool. Now, the developers of this actually have open positions here for it. So they're looking for flash animators, vector artists, NPC face designers they're looking for too, 3D animators, outfit designers, interior level and exterior level designers, quest designers, and a music composer. These are positions open for Vault 13. You can also join the project. Now this I've seen some really cool screenshots. I've seen some really great footage of this specific mod. Mm-hmm. And it's very cool. It looks very smooth. It looks very welcoming. And the story just looks right. So I'm super excited for that mod. Again, a lot of the mods I've used are mostly Star Wars. Because why the fuck not? You know,
Yeah, give me a lightsaber.
Yeah, for real.
I did that with Skyrim. Oh yeah.
Listen, it's even better in Skyrim too. Like it's probably more enjoyable that way. So what do you think the weed is like in the apocalypse? Because let's stop talking about Fallout for a second and let's talk about the post apocalypse.
Okay.
Or let's just
it's super interesting. So think about if these weed dispensaries survived. Like no one's there, but all this weed is there still growing and growing. So you would have massive amounts of weed after 200 years.
I mean, think about all of the...
I mean, it still has to be maintained and cultivated. It can't do it on its own.
It's not going to survive. So
it won't survive.
I'm talking about weed farms. Like this is California, right? All the weed farms where they have it outside. Like these are going to be trees. Like I lived in Hawaii. When I lived in Hawaii, my friend had a fucking plant that was leaning up to the second floor of his house. And he was like, oh yeah, I gave him $100. He gave me a fucking pillowcase sandwich size bag. And he was like, just fill it. You know what I mean? I was ripping shit off the fucking shit and just stuffing it in the bag, bro. So anyway, So Fallout, you've got this nuclear radiated weed now that's definitely going to survive.
I wouldn't trust it.
I would try radiated weed because the high would probably be way better.
I would have to like end up being like a ghoul, like all ghouled out before I fucking end up smoking that shit.
You would be a ghoul, bro.
Of course, hell yeah. Like give me that fucking radiated skin. I love it. Give me.
You're definitely smoking radiated weed, bro. If you're a ghoul, you're smoking radiated weed.
What?
That means you're gonna be one of those mega ghouls. That means you would be one of those mega ghouls that are like,
yo, just
stoned
out ghouls.
Bro. So that is actually
you definitely get a perk. You're definitely gonna get a perk from smoking radiated weed, which could be like infinite foresight or some shit. Like, you're the Matrix.
I love that
nigga,
you brought that shit up. I love that you brought that shit up. The perk system, the perk system in Fallout. Like, let's just talk about that a little bit, because the one thing I've definitely like love and
life. How would you correlate it to real life if it's apocalypse?
Here's the shit that in Fallout, like in any Fallout game, like to be honest, like you create any type of character you want. You could create a character that just goes around using his fists. You could create a character that, you know, is just a shotgunner.
I'm a samurai.
Create a sniper. You could create a ninja. Like, you could create any kind of character. So it's basically like the same thing in real life. Like, if you think about it, you build the skill, you build up the skill set to become that. Like, you know, you put the right traits, which would be, you know, the right regiments in your life. You got to be healthy. You got to keep up your cardio. You got to be, you know, meet these requirements to meet these perks and shit. So, like, if you're trying to be a fucking guy that's going to be throwing fists, you got to be Mike Tyson out there with a fucking boxing glove and nails coming out of it. Like,
dude, my character in Fallout and my Fallout is a samurai, bro. I go around chopping heads off.
All right. So, let me ask you guys this. This is a real life post apocalyptic question.
Let's go.
I'll start off first.
Okay.
What is your post apocalyptic real life build? For me, it's pistols. I'm going all pistols. I'm also tech savvy. And I definitely what's the one perk? What's the special? It's strength, perception, endurance, charisma,
dexterity,
so agility,
charisma,
and charisma.
I have charisma, intelligence.
Charisma is a perk. No, wait, is it charisma a perk that you get later on?
No, charisma is
a part of your special.
In special,
special. All right.
So I'll definitely have intelligence. Charisma, luck, and strength for my pistol build, for my real life pistol build. So, who's next?
Yeah, listen, I'll make it easy. Here's my post apocalyptic me, samurai gunslinger. All right, this is me. This is how I look in every game. My dude is running around with two fucking swords and two guns. All right, I don't know if you can really see
it. He's a melee build.
I'm all melee, but I have two pistols, so I do have some range shit in there. I'm like fucking Devil May Cry, bro.
You're close to mid range.
Yeah, mid range and definitely close combat on my builds.
What about you, Fresh? What about you?
I'm an assault rifle build.
Assault rifle. All right. You like to just go in haywire. Yeah. I just came and blasted.
I do work on some sneaking, so silencers and shit like traditional muzzles. My strength is actually probably midway due to health. That's just about that. Nice. Like, I don't need to carry anything. Because
he eats a lot of radiated stuff. That's why. You eat a lot of radiated stuff in a way.
Special perk at the end, like my overall big time perk, cannibal. I can never go hungry.
I knew it. I knew there was some secret. You dirty dog. You were eating the fucking people. Yep.
You gotta let, bro, you gotta eat let me finish. So
eat them all.
Save the best for last, bro. I'm a cannibal.
Eat them all.
He's eating scorched leg.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Scorched.
Scorched tastes like chicken, bro. It tastes like chicken.
Right, so. Man, listen.
I'm overall gung ho. You guys have played plenty of games with me. I'm not very stealthy. Fuck the stealth. I run right into the action. No fucks given. So, right off the bat, if I'm gonna use anything for long range, because I like my long range to keep my distance from the fight. But if I have to get in, it's either fucking two machetes. Okay, two machetes and one of these fucking katanas. Something.
Yep.
And then as far as my long range, I need to go with probably one of my favorite fucking weapons in most post-apocalyptic like sequences, which is a compact crossbow. That is it. Okay. Infinite ammo.
Oh, look at you, you little Daryl Dixon.
Go back and fetch your arrows. You constantly got ammo.
And you can make them yourself, too.
You can make your own arrows yourself. So, like, I don't know. I like to make sure that on top of, like, the ingenuity of being able to create things to survive and shit, I like to run face first into the action. Like, I'll probably be the first asshole to get bit or stung or fucking blown up or something. That's, yeah.
Nah, bro, you'll survive. You'll survive, bro.
I said it earlier.
That'll be my luck perk. So that'll be my luck perk. Maxed out.
Maxed out luck. No matter what, he just always survives. No, wait.
What's the name of the, hold on. You know what? I have a max out in Idiot Savant. That's my maxed out perk. I don't do anything. It's just dumbness. And
shout out to the best perk ever, Mysterious Stranger.
Mysterious Stranger. You know what's crazy, though? Red Dead Redemption has their version of that, too.
Yes, they do.
That I wanted. The Strange Man. The Strange Man.
And so
it's Ghost Rider, bro. It's a Ghost Rider, bro.
Dude, I already got crazy theories about that motherfucker, but we'll get into that on a Red Dead Redemption episode as of right now.
Now, real quick, because there's also the conversation of caravanning and planting. And,
yes,
you know, the flow of marijuana during the post-apocalypse, and because, you know, guys like us, we're not going to be fighting the war. We're going to be smoking the war.
Mm-hmm. So, hell yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go out and fight. I served my time and they didn't give me a chance. So I'm not going to press my luck. So right. I'm just going to smoke it, you know, and
word.
I think where we are, it would just be smarter to do it indoors because they do it indoors here anyway. You know,
I mean, you would need to have walls and laser cannons guarding your shit. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even just trust regular people.
We'll call Robco. You know what I mean? We'll call Robco.
Yep, we'll call Robco.
There we go. We're definitely not calling Vault Tech for this one.
No, we are not.
No. Not anybody but Vault
Tech. Fuck Vault Tech.
I think. In this scenario, Vault-Tec has done more than fucking enough.
Okay. Yes. They'll make a division of our work in their own name, like without even
seriously. There's gonna be some copyright issues in the fucking.
Oh, watch! Vault-Tec's gonna come out with Cultivated, the new world of like you know what? Fuck you guys! You know. Where'd I go? No. As soon as I talked about Vault-Tec, they're on top of my shit. I'm sorry.
It doesn't like that.
Sorry, Vault-Tec.
Vault-Tec's always watching.
Forgive me, Vault-Tec. No. All right, let's stop talking about Vault-Tec.
Subsidiary of Umbrella Corp.
Into VCAM too. So I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, yeah, Vault. Vault, the V victory. They just won. All right, no, stop talking about it. They're gonna shut our fucking show down.
So how would we be delivering this stuff? Because cars are not gonna be good. Are we gonna be pulling this stuff with wagons, metal wagons?
Yeah, you know what? I think, no, we would have to use the caravan to trade it. We would have to form a deal with the trader.
All right, there's something I noticed in Fallout, and pretty much a lot of Fallout games that never got put to use that are easily fucking fixable, especially with the amount of materials found everywhere. Bikes. Fuck are all the bikes? You could easily put together a fucking bike. Like, we were building bikes back in the day with little to no technology, so.
You know what, when they introduced the Red Rocket Garage, I thought, all right, maybe we'll be able to build a bike there, but that you're right, it never happened. And I was like, why is there no bike? Why do I have to walk? Why am I not building something like battery powered? Or even a pedal bike.
I'm already using leg power. I'm already using stamina, so I might as well fucking be pedaling while I do it.
Like GTA already, San Andreas already showed us that we could jump on a bike and fucking pedal around the whole map.
Hell yeah.
With no problem. Still get it done. So why
does it? I was doing it too.
Come on, Bethesda. Step it up, Bethesda. We need some bikes in the next fucking Fallout. Bro.
I want to ride a fucking bike in Fallout.
Seriously, you could build an armored fucking suit. You can't build a bike.
Yo, see what I mean?
How nasty would the Raiders be if they had cars?
Yeah. Yo, imagine getting rolled up on by like 8 or 9 Raiders on fucking BMXs. like just ready to fucking take. You're not gonna fucking. All right, yeah, take it.
Fucking yeah, go. Yeah, take. You like you can have my gear. Here you
take
go.
It.
Have
it. Where are you gonna run?
I gotta get butt naked. I gotta get butt naked. All right, here you go. Here, I'm butt naked. Here's
they're on bikes. Stuff. You're not getting just anywhere. Okay.
No, you're not escaping.
I got a real question for you. What faction are you guys joining?
Raider.
Yeah. Raider.
Raider.
I'm on dude, you're a cannibal, bro. You're definitely a fucking raider.
I'm on the fence, and this is why. Because
you can't be eating ass and be on a fence at the same time, bro. It's not gonna happen.
Eat people. You're a cannibal.
No, just listen. The core values of the Raiders don't normally sit well with me, just because of the sole fact that they just pillage and plunder. I want something with a little bit more security. So it's either the Raiders or the Enclave.
Okay. The
Enclave.
Wow.
Oh, you're a bad, bad boy.
Yeah.
You're just fucking evil. At you're eating people. Enclave, would you be a synth?
Would I be a synth? Absolutely not. Fuck synths.
He would. He would.
You'd be a synth. You'd be a synth. Right over there. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. You like that?
You can move your fucking finger all. That's exactly what a synth would say. Exactly what a synth would say.
I'm a brotherhood guy. I'm a brotherhood of steel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Yo, like, military wise, I probably would be brotherhood.
The thing I like about the brotherhood of steel is that one, we have security. Two, we are greedy. We are very greedy because the whole point of the brotherhood of steel is to stop others from getting weapons.
Okay.
You know. But we're not afraid to split off and make deals with guys like the Raiders, guys like Vault-Tec, the Blue Mountain Ridge Company. You know,
so you're basically just a corrupt military, bro, that'll do anything to fucking keep everybody in check.
So it's no different from now.
sounds like life now, right? Exactly.
I'm very brotherhood. You know, I'm a brotherhood of steel, guys. You know, call me Paladin. You know,
I ain't calling you shit.
Listen, Freshie's gonna call you Digger. You keep fucking. That's what he's gonna fucking call you, Dinner.
Yum 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 yum.
Freshie's the guy that we have like in the back. You know, you just have him back there.
That's the cannibal.
Oh, wait, you want to make a trade real quick? Oh, look, we got our trader in the back. Just go talk to him for a second.
Go talk to the guy back there. Talk to that guy if you want to be an ass.
I can imagine just jumping into like a 76 lobby with Dabs, and like I go over to like fucking White Spring or something, and I see him eating a fucking body in front of this beautiful looking White
Spring. Of White Springs.
He's got it all splayed out and cut up and everything. Like
it's beautiful.
This is a human filet mignon.
I didn't think you'd be here early.
But here's the thing. I'm not eating a dead body, just eating a dead body. I'm taking the dead body, chopping it up into shit, butchering it, and then putting it in a skillet.
This son of a bitch is gonna have bone armor.
This motherfucker's gonna have bone armor, bro.
Like, yo, Freshie, drinking out of the skull of his enemies. And like, shit.
Yo, Freshie, where's that? Where's that guy you were trading goods with before? What? Look right here. This was his human chops right here.
I got thigh chops.
this is one butt cheek to make my shoulder pads. You saw?
Yo, all right. So listen, you better stay away from me and Fallout because I know where I'm going to make my money. I'm just going to hunt people and sell them to Freshie.
See these? These weren't his original nipples. This came from another.
Yeah, like, yo. These were donated.
You sick bastard.
So, good. Good. At least we know where everybody stands once shit goes fucking crazy.
I'm the only one that's going to be in trouble here. You guys are going to be giving me problems. Like,
we're all technically raiders. He's a cannibal. He's going to be a raider. You know what I mean? There's no doubt about it.
In all seriousness, I'm going to the Enclave. In all seriousness, that's where.
Fuck that. You know what? Then, yeah. You know what, Tony? We're going to kill the Enclave, so he has no choice but to join us.
And then we're going to make deals with Sanchez and the Brotherhood
so we could get our trades and weapons right.
Listen, no, wait. I have a better thing, right? Me and you, we're raiders, right?
Yes.
We formed two different raider clans, right? You make a deal with him. I make a deal with him. And then me and you just sit there and we watch them fight it out.
Listen, it's all about weapons for us. You give us your weapons and we'll give you all the caps you need to survive.
At this point,
I'll pretend to give my weapons up. Yeah, we're raiders. So we're just gonna take what we want, bro. Like,
caps don't mean shit to us.
We're just talking about anybody that I capture that doesn't want to be a raider. I'm gonna kill and trade the freshies so I can get shit like water and shit like that from the
good goods. Right. And then for you, we'll trade off for weapons, and you know,
right. Yeah. So real quick, we got this. We got this. Raiders win in the end.
Fallout set.
All right, so real quick, let's take a. We need to. You already know, but I need to go get some ice for my beaker real quick.
All right, run! Come on with the ice.
You're gonna stuff your beaker.
You're gonna put it in the hole. Oh wait, I'm gonna get fill it. This fucker get up. It. Then. Hold on, let me. I was gonna do Mario, hand. But I'll do this. Oh shit!
I'm gonna put my crave together. I'm gonna get my crave. Yeah,
we're getting some ice ready right now. But we, you know what time it is.
Do you want me to put it right?
Let me ask you guys a production question. I'm waiting for the ice. Do you want me to put it in a rolling scroll? You just want me to have it in the text here.
Dude, you can put that shit on a scroll bar above and beneath us like the news.
Make it something that flashes across all of our screens all at once.
There you go. Look at that. Like the news bulletin.
Before we do this, my boys.
We need to talk about, for the first time ever, we're going to be doing this every single week, the strain of the week. And I just need to know if you guys agree with me for the first one being Sour Diesel.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
My favorite fucking strain ever.
That's a classic.
Okay.
That's the mother of all mothers right there.
Also known as Sour D and Sour D's is a popular sativa marijuana strain made by crossing Chem Dog and Super. Sour Diesel effects are dreamy, cerebral, fast-acting, and energizing. This strain features a pungent flavor profile that smells like diesel. Medical marijuana patients choose Sour Diesel to help relieve symptoms associated with depression, pain, and stress. And the fun fact that Sour Diesel first became popular in the early 1990s and has been legendary ever since. Where is my bong?
Right.
This is starting. Sour Diesel is the strain of the week this week, and I just want to say I'm super excited about this.
Me too.
Me three.
The only one over here not fucking
I don't want to waste all the gas in my lighter. Don't do that.
Luckily, I have a brand new black one right here.
I got a cute one. Check this out. Look at that.
Rigatsuki Nagi. Oh, I like that. Tuxedo. I like that. That's awesome. Yep.
All right. Guys.
Bang, tuxedo. All right, we ready?
Yep.
Pause for the cause.
Let's go, boys. I keep forgetting this thing is brand new. It's not fair. Yes, Sour Diesel. was one of the first high level strains I ever smoked.
Yep. That was the first time I ever smoked weed.
Since then, still till this day, my favorite strain of all time.
Oh yeah. But you know what makes me mad is that every time I'm on the street, somebody runs up to me like, "Yo, I got that sour. I got that sour." Like, no, you don't. No, you don't. You probably got Reggie's. You got street weed. That ain't sour. Mm-mm.
We know, what sour diesel tastes like.
Yeah, you do. Just the smell alone will tell you if it's fucking sour or not.
Exactly.
It has such a distinct scent. It's unbelievable.
It smells like how cocaine tastes. How is it going to be real with you? Let's keep it real. That's what the diesel smell is. Diesel gasoline.
I mean,
let's be real. All right. The missing element in sour diesel is the coca plant that they crossbred it with. All right.
Oh,
let's be real.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
You know what we do here, people. We always try to ride the line.
We are at least just a little bit.
Let's just not leave out some certain facts that street people know. You know, I mean, what?
I mean, yeah, but we're not going to sit here and promote street fucking merchants right now.
Yeah, no, we don't. No. I was not saying that. I was just saying we're talking about where sour diesel came from.
It's not that
we're talking about the history of sour diesel. Well, we just can't leave out the fact that that's why it has that diesel smell.
But we need to talk about something real quick.
Hit it.
Because it's not that we don't want to promote the people that we purchase from.
Yes.
We don't want to get them in trouble.
You know? No. I'm not talking about that.
No. You're good. No. But we're also talking about, you know, because at the end of the day,
I would love to.
I just think on a professional level, when we do have sponsors, they're sponsors that have to cover their own asses, and you know, and just to politely say, you know, hey, we got to eat too, you know. It's not that we don't want to support you, you know, because we're paying you rent money practically every fucking week anyway, right?
Yeah. If not every couple of days,
you know. So I mean, you know, and. You know, you guys are great. You guys are really the ones who are building the marijuana community to what it is. Because, you know, without you, we'd be paying fucking buttloads of money over at the dispensaries. Which, in some cases, I don't mind. I paid.
I mean, yeah, sometimes it's worth it. Like, I got no problem going to dispensary if I know that that place has a strain that, A, I've never tried. B, I know is, you know, right. Like, you know, because it's hard for me to, you know, get even off my own plugs. It's hard for me to really trust their word when they say, yo, I got this and this and this. And it's like, I've smoked that before. This isn't that. It's good, but it's definitely not that. Like I don't like that false advertising shit. So when I go to a dispensary, like, that's the one thing I do appreciate about going there, is that I know exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah,
I know exactly what I'm going to buy. Yes, it costs a little bit more, but again, it's the convenience of knowing you're getting exactly what the fuck you want. So it's a plus. It's definitely a plus.
I don't mind spending $80 for that top shelf strain.
Yeah, you know
what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Hey, all right, I can only get X amount for $80, but you're telling me that shit is gonna have me high.
Yeah, exactly. Then y'all, I'm gonna try it. Let's
$80, bro. You only got an eighth for $80 of that high strain shit. Okay, I'll buy the eighth. You know what? That's a treat for me. That's something I'm gonna smoke when treat. I ain't got none. You know, everything's done. I'm gonna treat myself to that $80 strain. Like, you know what I mean?
It doesn't hurt.
For example, I just had this conversation with my boy Bear McGregor. I went to Cookies and we spent, Cookies is expensive, okay? Expensive.
Yo, I wanna go to Cookies, by the way.
So I'll tell you about it real quick, okay? It's nice, it's small, it's clean, you go right in, they got the coming with the iPad with you. You go to the library. That's all you need to know.
You know what we should definitely do? There's a place that I went to the day that I was hanging out with my brother in the city. Right on 34th Street and 6th Avenue, there's a place called Cannabis Union. great fucking spot. I was actually on a live on an Instagram live when I went there and shit, promoting their stuff and shit. Like, it was a really fucking, really beautiful.
I think I've been there. I bought a little jar of the lemon heads drop thing.
Yeah, I want to definitely take a trip out there. And yeah. We'll sit right there at the fucking park down the block and record. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but
I want to do something like that.
Yeah, so the conversation was like, it's like 70, 80 bucks for an eighth at cookies. But cookies are so premium. It's just like, you know what? That's my once a month treat. That's a treat. You know, that's like, you know, that's your pat in the back because that shit, it's good. It's delicious. Yeah. All time high. And we had the Alpha R1, I believe it was. And they were delicious trays, but they were super expensive. But again, like you said, Tony, they're treats.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's a treat yourself moment. The plug will always be priority just because it's like, A, you got a relationship with them, so you know the price is good. It's good.
You know you're getting a good deal when you go to your plug, you know what I mean?
And then I could ask my plug, you know, yo, I ain't got no loot today. I could pay you at the end of the week. You know, I'm good for it because we got that relationship.
You're not getting credit at a dispensary, bro. You're not getting
credit. You're never going to get credit at a dispensary. You can't get credit at bodegas anymore, bro.
Don't even try to ask. You know what I mean? It's not happening. You know what I mean? You're not getting credit. You know what I mean? All right,
Since today's episode is a Fallout episode, I do have one more Fallout thing for you guys.
Fuck yes.
It is a glitch video. It's the craziest Fallout 4 glitches and fails. There's no audio so that we'll be able to kind of like commentate over it, guys. So, you know, just...
All right.
You know, we're going to enjoy it, and then we're going to throw in some shout-outs, and then we're going to, you know, get on out of here. But I got some stuff for you, so let me...
Let's get her done.
I'd like to put this up here.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, sitting over Mountain of Omnipotence.
All right.
Put me on top.
3, 2, 1, and... Yep, there you go. There's Nick.
That's Valentine.
He's riding a bicycle, bro.
Yo, see, if that mechanic exists, we could put bikes in the game, bro. Oh shit! Valentine is just out here, like breaking the matrix.
He's swimming. Oh my god.
This is insane.
All I hear is the Beach Boys in my head now.
Oh. Oh!
Whoa!
Oh. What was that? Oh, shit!
Yo, what a ragdoll!
Yo, did he fly through the sky?
Look at him! Yeah. His leg is fucking the ground! No way! Oh, shit. Sit.
My God. What, Rambo?
Yo, that's a fucking fat gun, though. Ronnie Shaw. Ronnie Shaw's taking a fat gun. Yo, Ronnie Shaw's done.
Look at that. Squat. Do those squats, bro.
Yo, it looks like it's controlled by another player.
Do that.
Oh, man. Hey.
Zoom in. What
the fuck? Yo, Piper came out of left. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
My man's dead. Oh, shit. Swim. He's shooting blood. Look. He's spraying blood.
Stop swimming. Just die. He won't die.
Bro.
He's drowning. That sucks for an NPC, bro. We all seen Guy.
Oh, shit. Rad Scorpion. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
You flung itself. I've been in this position, too. 76.
I've been in that position. 76.
Oh shit! Look at the dancing meat, bro.
Dance meat.
Oh shit!
Dancing meat. Up. Look, Slappy. Give me a high five. Come on, give me a high five.
Yeah, that's a high five machine. That's a Fallout high five machine. Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Shit! Rocksteady crew.
What the fuck? Homeboy's just gliding.
Nah.
Just gliding.
No.
Oh, it's the T. The T, the infamous T glitch. Oh, shit, it's a centaur.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, look at that. Oh.
Yo, what the fuck? Oh, shit.
That's a contortionist.
Yo, Valentine again with the crazy matrix glitch.
He's doing the T pose, too.
Dude, he's just denying the laws of everything.
Where'd it go? Oh, we're down the stairs. All right. No. Did it go that way?
Oh, shit. Hang on. He's like, he's T posed on us. Let's go swimming.
Oh, my God. It's like Michael.
Wait, is he swimming again?
He's in Zen mode, dog. He's about to.
Yo, what the fuck is
wrong with this poor bastard? Oh, my God. God. That's like a horror game, bro.
Oh, shit. Oh. Hey. Twerk.
Take that booty.
Oh shit, another T-pose moment. Yeah.
Flying through the sky.
What the fuck?
Oh, he almost landed. Mega Man.
Why is it always like Nick though? Like, and his gun is fucked up too.
Yo.
Dude.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
He looks like a fucking poltergeist, bro.
Yo, it really does. That's some creepy shit. Imagine seeing that shit floating towards you and you're running in Fallout at night and shit. Fuck you.
That's why I don't play. Okay. So since this is a Fallout episode and we're watching this, I have a question.
What's your question?
So my question is.
No shit. Sorry, Dabs.
No, that's weird, Dabs. This is the end anyway.
So my question is. First person or third person?
Third person.
Third person when wandering. First person in combat.
Same. True. I go with that. I'm with that one on that.
I go back and forth. I go back.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah. I'm third person for wandering. First person for shooting.
All right. Who's an avid VATS user? I trigger VATS anytime I'm in an encounter. Like that's the first.
What? I'm always using VATS, bro.
I should, but I don't. I use VATS all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a VATSaholic.
If you weren't human, where do you think you'd what do you think you'd be?
Ghoul.
I think I'd be a super mutant.
I was about to say the same thing. I'd be a super mutant.
Yeah, would probably be the.
You guys are just sucking down fucking tubes of FEV, you fucking whores. Sucking down FEV.
Get that geck working, baby.
Ah, man, I'm good, bro. I'll smoke my fucking radiated weed as a ghoul and just live forever. That's my goal.
I'm trying to think.
That radiated weed.
It's the only way to smoke it. You got to be a ghoul.
All right, did you kill
or a child of Adam?
Be a Superman.
Or a child of Adam.
But I'm still going to be a super mutant, so I would definitely be smoking the super.
If you, all right, now, I know we're cutting it, but if you think about it, if anybody was to cultivate radiated weed and be out there selling that shit like hotcakes, it would be the fucking children of Adam.
And you know who would be the ones to come over and capitalize on it? Tenpenny and his crew.
Fucking Tenpenny.
I killed that dude just to have his suit. I wanted that suit so bad. But, you know, guys, we had a good time here on DLC2. Listen, we are officially, and it's working, and it's properly working, Apple.
Yes.
iHeartRadio.
Yum.
Amazon.
Mm.
Okay.
And if you're on Spotify, make sure you scroll down, you answer the Q&A.
Answer that Q&A, people.
You do the poll. Like,
ride follow. Yeah, vote. Like, follow, subscribe.
Rate the show. You don't even need to tell us about the show. You can tell us what your favorite strain is. You can just talk to us about weed, and we'll take that as a review.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything's possible, people. Talk to us.
And then obviously, the tube of you, YouTube. But you know what time it is. We can't skip this because you know what needs to be done at every end of the episode. So I'm going to go.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It's time to
Let's go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know the rules. You spin, we spin the wheel, and we are left to this. We are left at the mercy of the wheel.
Let's see what's next.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and we are going to
spinning,
and the next episode is going to be Epic Game Fest.
Yes.
Something. Nice. For us to react.
We've
to.
Had many.
Right. We're gonna enjoy this.
Now this could be. This is gonna be reaction videos. This is gonna be the failure of other games like Cyberpunk and Redfall and Anthem. I know you guys remember Anthem.
Oh my god! And we also got to talk about that new fucking King Kong game that just flopped outrageously because of how terrible it is.
Wow, that game was horrible.
Yes.
So I watched reviews on that.
You guys make sure you tune in next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday. Just come and smoke with us. Let us know how you're doing. You guys got any last words?
Last word, what are we gonna die?
Smoke weed every day.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high. All right.
Of course we stay high. That's what we gotta do.